Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the vice president touches down in Canton, a double shooting suspect from New Jersey is found in Cherokee, and which police department got a new set of equipment. We've got these stories, plus how Woodstock's finest and bravest are uniting to help a little boy with cancer. It's all coming up right after this.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Amy Cargas. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. It was a special day in Canton Friday as Vice President Mike Pence made a rare appearance in Cherokee County. Due to the results of the November 3rd general election, there's a runoff of the two United States Senate seats for Georgia on January 5th. Pence attended an event at the county's administrative building to support incumbent Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. The event was named Defend the Majority Rally because Republicans currently hold the majority in the Senate and will continue to if Georgia reelects its two Republican senators. New Jersey native and double shooting suspect David Talmadge tried to run and hide in Cherokee County but was arrested on Wednesday. Authorities found the 27-year-old at a home on Carriage Creek Road near Hobgood Park around 7 p.m. He was arrested without incident. Talmadge is accused of shooting two men in Passaic, New Jersey last year. One of the victims died. Talmadge will remain in county jail until he's transported back to New Jersey to face charges. An unfortunate story out of Woodstock as a pedestrian was struck by a moving car while kneeling beside his legally parked work truck Tuesday afternoon. The 59-year-old landscaper from Acworth was at his truck on Eagle Watch Drive when a Ford Mustang, driven by Patrick Thomas of Woodstock, collided with him and his truck. Officers responded to the dispatch call at approximately 4:15 p.m., and the pedestrian died at the scene. The accident is being investigated, and currently no charges have been filed. And still to come, the county school board wants answers and an Army veteran steps up to help a young Woodstock citizen. Coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. With coronavirus infections rising in Cherokee County, school board members asked Superintendent Brian Hightower at its meeting on Thursday to make a decision on possibly implementing a student mask requirement. For a full breakdown of the discussion, read Gary Tanner's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. In other county news, the Ball Ground Police Department will be getting a set of body cameras for its officers. Provided through the company WatchGuard, the body cams can be integrated with the current car cameras and automatically upload footage to a server. The body cams are expected to arrive next week. The finest and bravest unite for a worthy cause. A Woodstock firefighter is putting his hobby to work, raising money for the medical treatment of a Woodstock police officer's son. Firefighter and United States Army veteran David Sarjinski is raffling off a handcrafted wooden American flag to raise money for 4-year-old Ezra King, who is the son of police officer Travis King. Ezra is battling a brain tumor that was diagnosed before he turned 2 years old. The flag will be raffled off tonight at the end of the car show for Team Ezra, hosted by the Woodstock Public Safety Foundation. For more on this amazing story and ways to help, read Donald Campbell's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Local entrepreneurs now have a new workspace opportunity in downtown Woodstock. The Woodstock Downtown Development Authority opened the new retail maker co-work space and retail shop called Maiden Mercantile on Main Street. The 4,000 square foot space also includes a retail store and production space for small-scale retail products. Currently, the shop is open Thursday through Sundays, but expanded holiday hours are expected in the coming weeks. For more information, including a list of the currently operating workspaces and how to apply for one of your own, visit mademercantile.com.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit thetribuneledgernews.com for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section, or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Marcel Portuit producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.